Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
World, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from founderscodeuo.com, founderscodeuo.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, do you want to finish what you were starting to say?
Well, I think I did.
Okay.
You know, we have to understand the threat assessment going forward. We have to understand what our enemies are capable of and project the possibilities and probabilities. So the pressure here at this point is on CIA and technologies, because we've moved assets out of the country. Meaning, you know, we don't have functional operatives in country that can tell us, you know, what is happening.
Right.
We have to use, you know, we're going to have to use technology.
Yep.
And that doesn't always work. I mean, in fact, it most of the time isn't enough. So, I would say we got some big troubles ahead.
Well, President Joe Biden's White House staff, according to the reports, were too afraid to ask questions of him and his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, over decisions made leading up to the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, according to a new report that's out there. Now, I didn't realize Jake Sullivan was such a threat. I thought he was kind of a wimp myself.
I don't know how you could be afraid of asking Biden anything. You know, the guy's clearly not a strategic thinker.
Right.
I don't even know where we necessarily go with all of this here at this point. It just, for me, I would be looking at nothing but what could possibly happen on September the 1st. Or beyond. Therein lies, I think, the biggest question.
Let's look at it from this standpoint. Some of the world's most dangerous terrorists are now walking freely around Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover, correct? They are just waiting for the opportunity to do something, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, we obviously know that militant Islam is very patient.
Yep.
We obviously know that they're not in any hurry for an awful lot of things here. So they may not do anything on September the 1st. But that makes us have to go look at the calendar and see what their anniversaries or their special dates are.
Well, ours is September 11th, and I'm thinking that's when all hell's going to break loose somewhere.
It could, but that's our date. What about their date?
Right. Well, when you find out, let me know.
Yeah, I haven't looked yet.
Okay, because I'm sure that there's some definite validity to that. Well, anyway, yesterday, Biden's national security advisor, Mr. Jake Sullivan, inadvertently exposed another Biden lie on the Afghan crisis up there in front of his little press conference he gave. Way to go, Jake.
I don't know which one you're referring to, but...
Well, again, he was talking about, Biden was talking about there's no a presence there with Al-Qaeda and there's no ISIS there and all that. And then Sullivan turned around and said, well, there is, but we just don't know how much or what kind.
Oh, he just said they're remnants.
Right. Yeah. Well, the remnants served. All you got to do is look around and see the people that are mixed in all on the street. They're all out there. I mean, hell, you take a look, you got
out
there.
And we allowed them to release everybody from the prison.
Yep. Yep. And that was what, 5,000?
No, we were in the 9,000 range.
All right, and they're all out there mixed in. So to them, they're having a field day. Plus, now some of them are wearing our uniforms, you know, trying.
Correct.
Yep, they're doing that to try to make them look like they're really big, big bad guys. So we'll see what happens. Now, there was a report yesterday, and I couldn't find it. I don't know where it went. But they said that it indicated that they estimated 10,000 Americans were stranded all across Afghanistan due to Biden's failed exit strategy, and they were still there. Around Afghanistan, not just in one place. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does. We don't know what that number is, and I would say that the State Department does know what the number is, but they kind of refuse to tell.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back, folks, with more, and if you have any questions or anything you want to talk about, 877-969-8600. We'd gladly take your opine. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more coming your way. Mr. Gallagher, it's your turn.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and I will do just that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Tuggy, the PatriotPup.com. Education of our youth is always critical, and we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. Now, that being said, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for the grade school kids. Now, you can get them by going to the website TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in some of our country's greatest conflicts. Now, this is great for your children or grandchildren, great for homeschooling. And by the way, it comes in English and Spanish, too. If you want to buy it locally, you can go over to the Coastal Market, number 607, at number 607 Fort Harrison, South Fort Harrison Avenue, before it changes over to the Clearwater Largo Road. So there you go. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And before we jump over to where we're going to go, we've got Bagamon Bob on the line. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's your question?
Anyway, Captain, I think our only course in Afghanistan is we got to retake that air base Bagram. And we also, just like the British and the French, we need to send our soldiers and people out there to pick up people outside the perimeter. What does Denise think on that? Okay.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, I would retake Bagram. I would have retaken it already, but that proposal has gone up through the ranks of the Pentagon and over to National Security Council at the White House, and everything has been rejected. So it's not going to happen.
Shame. It's a real shame. Okay, Jen Psaki yesterday, with her infinite wisdom, came out and said, Americans are not stranded in Afghanistan. And she tried to beat the brow, if you will, of Peter Ducey. Well, I think the last laugh was on Peter because they proved that what she said wasn't true. All you got to do is look at the videos.
Well, you know, it's really quite fascinating that they can just come out and they want to parse words. And she even said, I'm going to call you out because you're accusing us of trapping Americans there. Well, you know, if we have surrendered to the Taliban is in full control of access going into the airport. What else does that look like?
I mean,
maybe she doesn't understand because what she took a couple of days worth of vacation here or something, you know, during all of this. So, they're trapped.
Well, yeah, they are trapped, and we do need to do something about it. And, I'm telling you, I know we've got a lot of air power in the area, and I know we've got more troops in the area if we need to have them, but we need to do something. We can't just sit there. And the longer this goes on, the worse we look, the worse the world looks as far as what's going to happen.
Well, today, you know, Biden is supposed to be participating in a virtual G7 summit here, so... This one ought to be very interesting because you have got an awful lot of countries that are angry with the United States. But we don't know. We keep saying we don't know how many. We're told we don't know how many Americans are behind the wire. We don't know how many we have in Afghanistan. Well, the other question is, do other countries have control over how many of their own citizens are in Afghanistan, and it's just us that we can't account for? But we can account for it, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you why. I wrote a piece that, you know, is titled that the voicemail box at State Department is full, which means, you know, they're not fielding phone calls.
Right.
And it's the same is actually true with several other congressional offices, because I've called them, including Senator Tom Cotton's. His voicemail box, not only in Washington, D.C., but in Arkansas, is full. The only person that I was able, the only office I was able to get in touch with and had a very great transaction with was Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado, which is particularly interesting because they're really not even supposed to take my phone call because obviously I'm in Florida. I had a very interesting conversation with his office because members of Congress actually have a different channel to get through to the State Department than the normal channels like we would have.
Yep.
But what's at issue here is the number of people, number of Americans, in whatever capacity, that may be diplomatic, that may be security, that may be contractors, that may be whatever, that are in Afghanistan. If any of you have a passport, I would suggest you take a look at it. Because, we have upgraded our passports, and when you go to an airport now and use your passport, that passport is scanned, and your boarding pass is scanned. And in almost every single case for international travel, those two are merged. So we know precisely where people are going. Now, it doesn't mean that if you don't go to, you know, if you go to Afghanistan, that you can't leave Afghanistan and go into Pakistan. We understand that. But our State Department, because this is all in a database, our State Department has all of this in a database where these people are. So we have a very good estimate, plus or minus probably no more than 1%, of who is in country and what they're doing. And we're sitting here hearing if Americans want to leave, they need to do such and such. What's this if they want to leave? Who the hell wants to stay?
Right.
Under these conditions. The State Department, all they have to do is do an inquiry into the database to see how many Americans are in country, in Afghanistan. That's all they have to do. And I guarantee it, they've done it. And the reason they keep saying we don't know, is because the number is probably substantially
astronomical,
larger.
Astronomical, right?
They don't want to tell us. Because it would show that we're going to be in some real trouble in trying to get these people out if the number is big as they're hiding from us. And that includes, I would say, how many CIA operatives are there, how many contractors are there. We still have engineers and a security detail at the embassy. The embassy has got some lights on. Do we have a security detail at Bagram or any of the other air bases? I mean, I think we have, what, 7 or 8 of them, and just that Bagram happened to be the biggest.
Yeah, we
the biggest country.
And don't you think we need to go in there and take that base back?
I think it might be too big for us to take that one back because we don't want a big footprint here at this point. I mean, that base is massive.
Yeah, I know.
Also
in the middle of nowhere, right?
No, but it's very near the Russian border.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was originally a Russian base.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that we probably ought to look at yet another base that we ought to go in and take back. One that isn't as massive as Bagram. As time clicks by, it's going to be more and more dangerous to go in and take a base back. I mean, but we need to. We need to get some assets back on the ground, and I think that maybe that Biden might learn that today.
All right, let's hope so. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Meantime, we'll be in touch when we figure out what's going on. I'll have you here. Have a good day, my friend. Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she has to offer at her website.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval on Monday, with health officials hoping that the approval could dispel some hesitancy towards receiving the vaccine. In remarks Monday afternoon, President Biden called on more businesses to enact vaccine mandates in the wake of the approval.
If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader, who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements. As I said last week, vaccination requirements have been around for decades. Students, healthcare professionals, our troops are typically required to receive vaccination to prevent everything from polio to smallpox, measles, mumps, rubella.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Don't forget to check them out online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. That's a job that will give you a career and a job opportunity you'll have always, in always, everywhere around the world. Because once you get certified, your certification takes you anywhere you want to go. Now, here's the other thing. To find out more about the National Aviation Academy, give them a call at 800-659-2080. Their number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their 2 campuses. Now, they have a campus right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa, Tampa Bay. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay and Clearwater. And they have another one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the Loop, in just outside Boston, on the Loop in Massachusetts. Now, their website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu, to find out more information there. But if you take the tour of one of their campuses, you get a chance to talk to a student or students, an instructor or instructors, and you'll also get a chance to talk to the people that handle the financial work, so you'll know with your GI Bill, if you're a veteran, how that works. Again, post-9/11, you're pretty much paid for in full. Pre-9/11, it depends on how much you've got left in your GI Bill education account, because the longer that you've been away, the less amount of money you'll have. And some of you may not have any benefits at all, say, going back towards Vietnam. Now, if that's the case, then they do have the traditional student loans there. But all of that can be done and handled for you. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. Now, it's amazing to see the equipment that the Taliban have gotten their hands on. First of all, I'm going to read a little list, and this is just a partial list. 2,000 armored vehicles, including Humvees and MRAPs. 75,989 total vehicles, FMTVs, M35s, Ford Rangers, Ford 350s, Ford vans, Toyota pickups, armored security vehicles, etc. 45 UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters. 50 MD-530G Scout attack choppers. An unknown number of Scan Eagle military drones. 30 military version Cessnas. 4 C-130s. 29 Brazilian-made A-29 Super Tucano ground attack aircraft. 208 aircraft total. I'll finish it off with this. At least 600,000 small arms, to include M16, M249, the SAWs, the M24 sniper systems, the 50 calibers, 1,394 M203 grenade launchers, M134's miniguns, 20-millimeter Gatling guns and ammunition, 61,000 rounds of M203, 20,040 grenades, howitzers, mortars, thousands of rounds for the mortars. And that's just not even a third of what they got their hands on, the Taliban. Now, some of it they won't know how to use, but I'm sure they can find somebody to teach them. And if they learn how to use that stuff while we're sitting over there exposed at the airport, it could get real interesting real fast. Now, according to the government, about 11,000 individuals have been evacuated from the country in the last couple of days. A chaotic evacuation, to say the least, from Afghanistan. Biden insisted that it was going to be that way regardless. I say not true if they'd planned it right. Gunfire at Kabul, of course, yesterday you heard about that. Our military got involved in that, too. Also, former Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller talked about why this was mishandled, if anything could have been done better. But right now what we need to do is we need to take the bull by the horns, or we need to take control of this situation. Also, 5 troops, including the 1st Marine, have died from the COVID-19 during the pandemic's deadliest week. The COVID-19 mortality rate for troops has grown 25 times in the past few months. And there was a birth, official birth. An Afghan mother gave birth to a baby girl aboard a U.S. Air Force C-17 over the weekend, soon after the plane landed in Ramstein, Germany. Now, to say there's a bottleneck at the airport is an understatement of the year. Because the Taliban are making it difficult for anybody that's got the proper identification to get into the airport to be able to leave. Now, they're beating up people. There was a report yesterday, too, a very gruesome report about what they were doing to dead bodies, which is terrible. These people, and again, I don't need to tell anybody that doesn't already know this, but in case you didn't read the book or didn't pay attention, the Taliban are the worst of the worst. They were the ones that started all of this when it came to ISIS, when it came to Al-Qaeda, the Taliban. They're all brothers in the same ilk. And again, women, forget the idea of women, you have no rights. You're totally subservient to the man. And there's going to be girls, it already is, I'm sure, that did not, they weren't old enough to remember what the Taliban were before. And it's going to be horrendous for them. Because they already know where the girls are that they want to pick. They've marked the houses for two reasons. Number one, perhaps it's a Christian's family or whatnot. Now, what is this? Let's see. It's from LJ. Hello, LJ. How are you? She says, Captain, I must have missed it, but what reason did the administration give for leaving all the equipment in Afghanistan? What reason? They didn't really give one. They were in too much of a hurry to get out of Dodge. Too much of a hurry to get out of Dodge, and all that equipment was left behind. And, of course, to the victor belongs the spoils, and the Taliban got a hold of all of it. Now, if we go in to a base and take control of a base, there may be stuff there that we may be able to keep. The biggest base, of course, was Bagram. Denise seems to think that that's too big for us to get in, but it's also remotely out of the way. Yeah, it's towards Russia, but so what? It gives us an opportunity to stay away from the cities. You can see people coming at you, and it makes things a little different instead of being sitting on top of them near the big cities. But anyway, we'll be right back with the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say. We'll check and see how much water he's got up there. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Roger P. Shulman. Folks, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Maus Acura, spelled M-A-U-S. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine comes standard with it. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Maus Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Maus Acura comes with Maus Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to the Nissan dealer. And you can find them online at Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
You know, while the cat's away, the mice will play. And how about this one? House Republicans yesterday are talking about Nancy Pelosi. She's trying to put together and shove through a $5 trillion spending spree under the cover of the Afghan chaos right now.
She wants to get everything done. That's part of the a lot of the Democrats want to pass both packages at the same time. And then there's other Democrats right now within the caucus that I'm sure she's going to put a lot of pressure on, but just want to get the initial infrastructure package done and then move on to other things. She kind of sees the writing on the wall and the clock ticking, and they really want to get these things passed and through, because they do it. I mean, It's a game changer. It's like an Obamacare moment. It really is. They get these packages too. They're not coming back. I mean, it's going to expand the welfare state here in this country. Will essentially be, we might as well join the European Union for crying out loud. It will essentially be another European nation, based upon all of the social welfare and all the handouts and giveaways. Some people might think that that's great, but there's certain trade-offs, in regards to this. It can change the dynamic of your country. I mean, handoffs and giveaways, oh, yeah, wonderful, great. It changes the economic ability of your country. I'll give you an example real quick. I'll use Greece as an example. They raised their minimum wage in Greece, European Union country, one of the original countries. It's not an Eastern European country that came in after the fact. Their minimum wage there is, the equivalent of about $35 a day, $650 a month. Not very high. That is their minimum wage there. Reason being is, again, government is so big. Government becomes all-intrusive. Government becomes all of everything. And it just hurts as far as economic growth is concerned and people's ability to be entrepreneurs and do all the things that has made this country great. We've always been different. Yet, again, there's a large swath of people here in this country would, rather not. They'd like to go to the European Union way, and I just don't understand it.
Now, Kyrsten Sinema continues to threaten the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package amidst the turmoil going on in the House. Is she going to vote for that, or what do you think? They're going to offer some big deal?
She's won, and she's in the Senate, Joe Manchin as well. I don't know what they're going to have to give her or Joe to get them to, sign off on this. You also have a bunch of moderate Democrats in the House as well that are not interested in putting this through as it stands. I want to get the one bill done first and then move on. The full court presses on. And Nancy Pelosi, there's no doubt about it, she's quite powerful. So, we'll see what's going to happen. But people keep talking about, we got the midterms coming up and it's going to be a big change. I'm like, it's going to be too late. You get these things through, it's too late. You're not going to be able to pull them back.
Now, PayPal is going to start allowing British customers to buy, sell, and hold crypto currency in the United Kingdom.
What about holding crypto in the United Kingdom? I didn't hear this one.
PayPal is launching a crypto service feature in the UK, which will allow their customers to buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrency.
Whatever works, if that's what you're into. Again, it's another way to allow them to do this, another way for them to, profit in some way, shape, matter, or form. So, again, I think a lot of these crypto moves for some of these companies are more PR than anything else.
Okay. Now, the other thing is, when you talk about PR, Bitcoin topping $50,000 stirred the forecast of a run towards a record high.
Yeah, again, there's a lot of money being, floating around, a lot of money being printed at this point in time. You got markets that are record highs, and money's got to, finding homes in very odd places. Do I think that any of these cryptocurrencies would be even close to where they are if interest rates were normalized? No, I don't. The people, why am I going to stick money in a bank? Why am I going to do this? I'm losing money in this way. So people are getting a lot more speculative with their funds.
Now, we have something called pop-up restaurants. There's a bunch of them around New York City that came in and took over storefronts that used to be something totally different. So temporarily they stuck a pizza shop in there or a sub shop or something like that. And it appears that some of these pop-up restaurants may stick around as the COVID starts to see a resurgence here.
Yeah, a lot of these pop-up restaurants, it depends on the landlords. The terrain is much different now. A lot of restaurants, a lot of even retail outlets, they're not paying traditional rent anymore. It's based upon what their sales are. And, most certainly has changed the dynamic, saying, hey, okay, this is what my sales were for the month, and this is what the percentage that you're going to get, which can make some of these restaurants doable in these places where they might not have been in the past.
Now, it sounds like as if Facebook may be up to something a little shaky, but I guess it's legal because last year Facebook Incorporated did something that U.S. technology giants have done countless times before. They bought a smaller company and closed the deal without notifying the competition regulators. Does that get them in trouble, or what's the deal there?
I mean, they can go back and they can say, you know, well, you know, you didn't proper disclosure requirements, and you know, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, can come and they could nix the deal. They can do it after the fact to force you to divest. We'll see if that happens. I mean, they've been going after Facebook for a while, and government has. They've been coming up empty every single time.
Now, Ford has doubled their Lightning production, their new vehicles, with a target on strong pre-launch demand. And apparently that vehicle is catching the world by storm here.
Well, you know, with the vehicle, the electric vehicles, are, you know, we've seen some recalls. We've seen various different things. Obviously, you know, the government is looking to push everybody in the direction of those cars. I don't think the infrastructure is in place right now for many people that want to use those. You know, for example, you know, I've got to take my son to college this week. So, you know, again, you take a look at the length of the ride, how many miles. I got to make sure I find a place that has, you know, electric charging station somewhere. These are extra headaches that, quite frankly, I don't feel like dealing with. And I think I'm, you know, not much different than others, but, you know, electric cars for, you know, short haul in and around your house type of things that, you know, based upon, you know, where you live, I guess are okay, but just we don't have the infrastructure yet to kind of really, in my opinion, to deal with that.
I had a Tesla pass me yesterday, and on the back end it said dual engine.
Well, it's a dual engine Tesla, but it's there's no gas involved with that.
So it's just an engine that charges up an electric engine?
Yeah, they have two of them, but it's not a hybrid situation or, you know, where it's combustion and electric.
Okay, let me ask you a question here about the G7. The G7 leaders have pledged unity on Taliban's recognition and the sanctions involved there, too.
Well, they pledged unity. What are they going to do? What are they going to say? Listen, there's going to be a humanitarian issue there. We're going to have to almost make a deal with the devil and almost bailing the Taliban out, or they're going to end up getting money from terror groups to feed the people there. It's going to be a really, interesting several months when it comes to Afghanistan.
I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. The website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. The website, go over there. Check it out.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.